program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking.
Well, did you follow possibly the greatest basketball series of all time to watch? I mean, as far as entertainment value is concerned?
I did follow, and I feel responsible for the Bulls not winning because every time I want something really bad, it never happens the way I want it to happen. I thought the Bulls had it throughout the entire game. Even when they were down by 12 at the half, it came back. They were down by 7 at the end of the third quarter. Cut the lead down to about 3. I'm thinking, this is it. This is it. And then we just couldn't hold it together for the whole game.
Well, my opinion is now I sporadically followed the Bulls this year, but not that close at all until the playoffs. And I think I have what I would consider for myself a pretty informed opinion now on this. And I am convinced. I am absolutely convinced that when the Bulls play as a team, they're really a good team,
uh-huh.
and they were better than the Celtics. When they allow Ben Gordon to play Ben Gordon versus the Celtics, mm-hmm. they lose. Yes, Ben Gordon can come up with the miraculous shots from here and there, but when he gets the ball, it's like throwing the ball into a black hole. Everybody else stands around and watches him do his theatrics, and I really think he lost that game for him. He shot about 6 out of 22 or something like that from the field.
And the announcer had it absolutely correctly. If you got yourself wide open to the hole, Perkins had 4 fouls on him at the time. He would pull up short of getting to the basket and shoot like a jumper, which is okay if you make that jumper, but go to the hole. I mean, I guess you can pick apart the game as much as you possibly want. It was an awesome series.
Our database has been updated.
It was an awesome series.
It was good. I really hope, and I hate to be in agreement with Barkley, but I think they do need another scoring big man inside for them to be really great.
Yeah.
And then Barkley also said that he didn't think that Ben Gordon is worth even 11. He was offered $11 million, evidently, and he turned that down.
Huh.
And the guy doesn't play much defense. Once in a while, he plays some defense, but not on an ordinary basis. And I just think they're a better team. I think they're a better team without Heinrich. Really played well last couple games. So I hope the Bulls don't renew his, allow him to be a free agent, and I think good riddance Ben Gordon as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
All right, let's move on. Okay, we've got this so-called pandemic happening, swine flu pandemic, which is bigger than an epidemic. And it's so big that almost 175 people have died so far from this strain of whatever they want to call it now. Not really swine flu, but it's kind of like swine flu. It's such an epidemic that 175 people have died so far versus regular flu since January, 13,000 people have died in the world.
Hmm.
To me, this puts this in a little bit of perspective. I think this whole swine flu thing, and I talked about it last week, I just smelled a rat, but I couldn't put it into words last week, but now that I've watched things a little more carefully, this thing is a big, this is just a media-driven, government-driven fear-mongering tactic that will enable government to be more powerful. Oh, we got the answer for you. And the drug companies to enrich themselves even more. This fascination with the swine flu is absolutely absurd when you compare it to other diseases that are a lot more prevalent and a lot more deadly. Tuberculosis for another,
mm-hmm.
besides regular flu. I mean, if we're going to get all upset about swine flu, then why do we get even more upset about these other disease-carrying killers. So I really think, folks, we need to step back a little bit and not really worry too much about the swine flu thing and not again, not right away, just to clamor for help from government. I see, actually, I saw this morning the media's even backing off a little bit on this thing, or the government and or both saying, well, maybe, you know, maybe it's not going to be quite as bad as we thought. All right, what else is happening? The Ohio Department of Agriculture with the Lorain County Health Department came in and stormed in without notice, without probable cause, without a warrant. Well, at least they didn't announce a warrant. Came in to the home of John and Jacqueline Stowers of LaGrange, Ohio, who were running a food co-op. They decided they would, they thought that eating organic foods was a healthy thing. It was pretty expensive for a lot of people to afford organic food. So they came up with this organic food cooperative that really brought the prices down. They did it by membership. They didn't do it by, you know, a retail fashion. It was by membership. And evidently, the powers that be didn't like this, didn't like the fact that that the stores were trying to help other people out. And they came in and they seized, you know, tremendous amount of food, like a year's supply, not only of for the food co-op, but the families of food, a year's supply of the family's personal food supply. They took stole cell phones. They stole personal computers. In fact, one of the daughters who's living with them, her husband is in Iraq right now, serving the country. And that's how she communicated with him, through her personal computer. Mm-hmm. So they took that away, too. Came in, again, unannounced, and with guns drawn, all they're doing is selling by membership organic food to people through this food co-op. Come in with guns drawn, moved up to the stairs of the house where 10 children were in the middle of a homeschooling lesson. They brought the kids downstairs and had them pretty much, I guess, at gunpoint for 6 hours. No one ever filed a complaint against these people. No one ever filed a complaint against these people. They were doing everything lawfully and legally, and yet this is America today, folks. This is America. You want to help your fellow person, maybe make a few bucks along the way. In fact, that's what the free market's all about. You get come in and you get trounced on. And what the state is contending is that they're operating this co-op without a license. Stowers maintain that since it was a membership operation and not a retail operation, that they didn't need a license. So that's where we're at on that. There's a lawsuit pending, and I sure hope that the Stowers own whoever was in charge of this raid, I hope they own them eventually. Hmm. We'll see. It is America after all, so you would hope that they would own them, but you never know in these days. So that's the stupid or outrageous, in this case, outrageous.
Very outrageous.
Of the week. I got another one. Which, I don't know. We're having an open line today, folks. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. I got another pretty scary story, but I think we'll wait on this and see if people are reacting to either swine flu or the Ohio Department of Agriculture. So give us a call, 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410, open line. Give us a call, and we will be back after a few messages.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Mommy, why do we have a government?
There are lots of reasons, like to make sure we have soldiers to protect our country, to build our roads,
to give us all the things we need.
Well, no, they can't do that.
That's what I heard on TV.
Oh, that was probably just some politician trying to get people to vote for him. Our government is supposed to be limited by the Constitution, but those in government just ignore it. That's why our country is in such a mess.
Then why don't you and Daddy stop it?
Well, we'd like to, but we don't know how.
If you feel like the mother in this message, you are not alone. But there is something you can do. Join us at the next meeting of the Fox Valley Freedom Coalition, a diverse group of people like yourself who are fed up with the status quo. We meet at MT Barrels, 98 West Main Street, which is Route 72, just west of the Fox River in West Dundee, on the first Saturday of the month at 5 p.m. For more information, call Jarrett at 224-402-8148. That's 224-402-8148. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your children.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
If you drive a car, car,
tax the street.
If you try to sit,
I'll tax your seat.
If you get too cold,
I'll tax the heat.
If you take a walk,
I'll tax your food.
Tax me.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings Open Line, folks. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. So give us a call.
And the number here again is 847-931-1410. I do have Kathleen on the air right now, and this is the first time we've tried a conference call with our new phone system. So if we don't get Kathleen on, I apologize to you, Ken.
Okay, let's give it a try.
Kathleen, you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very strong.
Very good. Everything works.
All right.
Okay. I'm calling about the swine flu. Ridiculous. Whatever you want to call it, pandemic, endemic, whatever it is.
It's a pandemic of fear-mongering is what it is.
Absolutely. And I'm a person, as you know, with an autoimmune disease. And, like, the day before the whole thing went ballistic, I had my IV treatment. It's Remicade, which shuts off my immune system from killing me. So here I am, like, the most at risk or perhaps as close as to someone having chemo, okay? So my doctors tell me, you know, go out and buy the damn masks and put them on, okay? Well, all the masks are gone because all of the healthy people have freaked out and bought them all. So there isn't one to be found anywhere. Somehow I managed to still be alive and walk around all weekend and go all over the place with no mask on. And on top of that, a brief story, a girlfriend of mine was just in Chicago. She also has Crohn's disease. Was sick on the plane, had a flu symptoms on the plane, flew from Chicago to Arizona, and since they're all freaking out, you think they might have taken a precaution or something? No, but they rushed her immediately to the hospital, put her in isolation, pretty much locked her there for 2 days, and then said, oh, you just have the plain old flu. That's it. But they literally put her in isolation against her will.
Well, but actually, the plain old flu is really more scary than the swine flu thing. It's killed 13,000 people off since January.
Yeah. Well, it's also especially dangerous when you have Crohn's disease. The flu can actually kill you quite quickly. But the fact of the matter was, is you don't have swine flu. We don't give a rat, so
right.
You can just go
right.
Home now. You know, we don't need to take care of what's actually wrong with you. You can go. So, I mean, you know what they're doing? They're just scaring the heck out of people like me and anybody else with an autoimmune disease where it's all at risk. And, boy, those mask companies, they're selling them like there's no tomorrow. These people are making money just like, you know, hand over fist. It's insane. You are absolutely correct, Ken.
Absolutely. Well, it's not, I mean, this stuff is getting really predictable. I guess is what I'm.
What is the point of this one? Why are they scaring us with this? I get all the other stupid political fear mongering.
I don't know. Or it's just. I think it's just this mindset that the government has, that the present government has, and that a lot of people have in this country that the government is here to save us. And the first little fear thing that comes out there from the media, and all of a sudden, those wizards. Go to the wizard. He'll know what to do. He'll save us. You know, it always brings me back to the Wizard of Oz. It's just, you know, people, non-thinking people. Oh, it's the wizard will help us.
Yeah. Well, I just want to know when it's going to ever end. Apparently not.
Oh, apparently not. Not till people wake up and decide that the current political structure is not conducive for helping people. And in fact,
Illinois have not figured that out yet, then, boy, they need a big slap upside the head, you know?
Yeah, I'd say so. Kathleen?
Keep up the good
call.
Work, Ken.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All righty.
And the phone number here again is 847-931-1410. Ken, you want to take another call?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Mike in Sycamore. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ken. How you doing today?
Hey, Mike. What's up?
Hey, question for you, three quick points, what you're talking about with the whole pandemic thing. What were they covering up at the time they were putting this all over the news? Because we know the government's all about deception. They're like a magician. Watch my left hand, don't watch my right hand. So while they're waving a left hand, they're picking you with your pocket with a right hand.
Right.
So I'm wondering what was going on behind the scenes, or maybe they were just trying to distract us from the economy, which keeps getting worse.
Could be.
But,
wait a second. I thought all those bailouts were so wonderful that Citibank carried a profit last month.
Well, yeah, but those those were probably the banks that were forced to take the money in the first place, because when the government swooped in and made everybody take money because they didn't want anybody looking, you know, different, you know, because some banks were actually making a profit back then because they didn't get in all these bogus loans. Those banks were probably already turning a profit, and then the government hands them this money, and they want out of that stuff as quick as possible, because I heard a couple of banks tried to turn the money back in, and the government wouldn't take it. Now, I don't get that, you know, unless it's a control issue, which it probably is, but if somebody was trying to pay you back the money you owed them, or they owed you, would you say, nah, just go ahead and keep it, or would you take the money back?
Well, Mike, the word is now is that Citibank is gonna come in hat in hand asking for more money.
Right.
So this whole business, in the stock market, if you watch how the stock market has risen over the past few weeks, it came right after this word that Citibank was making money. Of course, the only way they were making money was from the bailout in the first place, and now we're learning that they're going to need more money from the government. If I just be very leery of trusting this uptrend in the stock market, because it ain't going to last.
Well, it's just an artificial bubble. It's like anything else. Chrysler went bankrupt, 30 years ago with Lee Iacocca?
Yeah.
You know, and the government bailed them out then, and we got a few more years on life support. But, you know, Chrysler never turned around. You know, they continued to lose market share, and their products continued to be crappy. You know, and now it's, you know, finally they've reached the end of the rope where, you know, no matter how much money you shovel into that hole, you know, it would probably have been cheaper to simply, instead of giving Chrysler the bailout money, find out how many of the employees they had, divide it up equally amongst them all, let them retire on their money, and then shut the whole place down. It would have been cheaper to do it.
I imagine it would have been cheaper to do that.
Because all they did is shovel money from one hole to the other, and now it's gone, and they want more money because they're going into bankruptcy. But the issue I really wanted to talk on was, you know, this issue in Ohio you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
You do realize they reached all the checkpoints you have to be recognized as a terrorist in this country. You know, one, they're homeschoolers. That puts them on the list.
Right.
And two, they try to actually, you know, do some sort of transaction without the government's permission and paying them off. So, I mean, the minute you do anything without the government's permission
right.
and paying them off, you're on the list.
Right.
And a final coup de grace there, I believe you said her husband was serving in Iraq.
The daughter's husband, I believe, or it could be daughter-in-law or husband-in-law, but it's a family connection serving
right.
in Iraq, yes.
So, I mean, right there, you got the trifecta, you know, that puts
right.
them right at the top of the list with the new administration, you know. I mean, if you're a veteran or an active military personnel, you're a terrorist. At least that's what the Homeland Security people told us. But, you know, I could be wrong. But yeah, I just find that interesting that, you know, they can go in there with their guns out, no warrant, take these people's property for no justifiable cause, and nobody, you know, on the 6 o'clock news seems to find that of interest. But had they gone into a factory and arrested one illegal alien and hauled them out, you know, there would have been protests in the streets over that.
You know, and the interesting thing is you hit the nail on the head, Mike, because actually this occurred on December 1st, 2008, and I didn't find out about this until a day or two ago. And I feel like I'm more up on the news than most people. So your average Joe out there, it doesn't have a clue about these things that are happening. This is only because this has hit the internet finally. It's starting to get some legs.
Right.
But this is not even news. This is something that's happened months ago.
Well, you know well as anybody else, Ken, we don't have news anymore. We have entertainment propaganda.
Right.
I mean, I tell people this at work all the time, and you'll go, oh, Mike, you know, you're just stopped in the deep end with that. I go home tonight, turn on the 6 o'clock news, the main 5 channels, ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, whatever, and just don't watch them. Just kind of click through, see what subject they're covering. As soon as you know what the subject is, write it down under their column. You know, Fox News covering missing girl. CNN covering, you know, the story on the stock market. And I said, just flip back and forth for the whole half an hour that the news is on. And when you're done, look at those columns and kind of draw lines through the stories. And you're going to be amazed that at the end of the line drawing, every one of those news stories is going to be basically on every single channel. And how does that happen unless somebody's handing them a list of soft topics to cover?
And the even more amazing thing is, and if you check the networks, and you flip from network to network, it's almost like deja vu all over again. I mean, the sequence is almost always the same. The sequence of the stories. Not only that are the stories the same, but the sequence of the stories are the same. Now, how can that possibly be in a world of I don't know how many billions of people with so many different news things happening that they pick like 5 things? And they're always, you're right, it's always the same, covered by the same
right.
people.
Well, it's TV Pravda, you know. We don't have, you know, an open and fair press or media anymore. It's just TV Pravda. They get their marching orders, and this is what they're going to cover. Because like you said, you know, there's so many versions, there's so many different stories out there. I find it impossible that you can go to the 5 main networks, and they're not covering different stuff. It's all the same. Now that the mask is off, I see them for what they are, as a bunch of hypocrites, you know, that talk about, you know, fair and balanced and all this BS. But anyways, I just thought it was interesting that, you know, nobody covered that story until you brought it up. Hopefully we can get these people some press and get the American people interested in it because, I mean, if they'll trample on their rights, they'll trample on our rights.
Yep.
So if you're not outraged about this, then don't come crying to me when they kick in your door and take your family out in handcuffs in the middle of the night. Because I'm going to say, yeah, well, you had it coming. You must have done something.
Mike, I appreciate your call.
All right, have a good day, Ken. Enjoy
all right.
Hey, you going to talk about your fundraiser?
Oh, well, thank you for reminding me. Actually, this is a good point to mention two things. First of all, the Fox Valley Freedom Coalition is now the campaign, Fox Valley Campaign for Liberty, and it meets the second Saturday, which is this coming Saturday of the month, at the Main Street Cafe, 5 p.m. Saturday. 5 p.m. Saturday, Main Street Cafe on Route 31, just south of Algonquin Road. Also, Freedom Rings, we're having a fundraiser to try to get rid of the debt that I do. WRMN, they've been good enough to keep us on the air, even though there's a considerable amount of money owed over the last 11 years that we've been on the air here. And it's going to be a fundraiser. We're calling it a fundraiser, a pig roast, swim party with a live band. Well, there'll be, we're going to be having playing volleyball. It's going to be a great time. Volleyball, great conversation. It will be actually at my wife's and I, my house. The date is Saturday, June 27th, and it starts at 2 o'clock. Saturday, June 27th. If you want to, if you'd like to RSVP, you can find out where it is. And I should mention, $25 a person. That includes all the food. That includes beverages, beer, and non-alcoholic beverages. It's gonna be all the trimming: pig roasts, potato salads, baked beans, coleslaw, fruit salad, appetizers, desserts. It's going to be really a lot of fun and really good. So $25 a person. Children under 12 will be $10. Children under 5, free. And if you'd like to come and have a great time and help Freedom Rings stay on the air, give me a call at 847-426-1974, or you can email me at ken@freedomrings.net. That's ken@freedomrings.net. I missed one thing. We'll often have a bonfire after the live band, so it's really going to be a great time. Hope you can all make it, all you regulars at least, 847-426-1974, ken@freedomrings.net. All right, how are we doing here, Mike?
Wide open phone lines, 847-931-1410.
Okay, I'm going to throw one more story out. This is just as scary as the last one. A pastor of a Baptist church in the Phoenix area was stopped at an internal border patrol checkpoint. An internal border patrol checkpoint. These are these roadblocks that are not on the border. You're just traveling along, and all of a sudden you see this big, huge line, supposedly checking for illegal aliens, I suppose, and drugs. Pastor Stephen Anderson of the Faithful Word Baptist Church out of Tempe, Arizona, was traveling from San Diego on Interstate 8 when he was stopped on what the ACLU calls the Constitution Free Zone. That's the government has just asserted, with, of course, no basis in constitutional law, that within 100 miles of the U.S. border, the Constitution doesn't apply, and that they conduct suspicionless searches in total violation of the Fourth Amendment. Pastor Anderson decided that he wasn't going to submit to an unconstitutional search. So when they stopped him, and they brought over a dog, and claimed, they were checking out drugs, they actually asserted that there are either drugs or a human body in his trunk. Now, according to Stephen Anderson, the dogs didn't react at all. They did not react at all positively to anything in his vehicle. And so he refused to permit a search. He stayed in his vehicle with his windows stayed up. And the officers finally threatened and said, "We're gonna, if you stay in there, we are gonna search you. We're gonna break in to search you." So they took one of these hammers and they knocked out from the passenger side. They actually were threatening from the passenger side for a while, and they actually did knock out his window, glass flying. Pastor Anderson had his face covered with his hands, and unbeknownst to him, on his side, the driver's side, they also did the same thing. They smashed the window for no reason. They didn't have to do that. They smashed the window exactly where he was sitting, glass flying, and then the officer took his head and started beating on him and knocking him into the broken glass on the door repeatedly, and then repeatedly tasered him too.
And
repeatedly
tasered him,
beat him, shoved his face into the broken glass, and found nothing in the car, by the way. So finally, they said that he was going to, they're arresting him for I'm not sure what, but some other officers came, I don't know, with more power or whatever, you know, and they said, what is it, you're, I guess they're resisting, you know, not following authority and resisting arrest or whatever. And Pastor Anderson said you had no probable cause. The dogs didn't react to anything in my car. And he says, go ahead, bring the dogs over and you'll see. The dogs sniff and they'll find nothing. Well, the authorities refused to do that. They refused to do that. So, and yet, so this guy's, this Pastor Anderson's bleeding, all the blood all over his face, and he sat in the car before he was finally arrested and driven. Instead of getting proper care right away, he was driven like 80 miles to a hospital finally just to deal with his wounds. I sure hope. I know they're planning on filing a lawsuit. And here's another one where Pastor Anderson should be a rich man before this is all over. But you never know in America. So that's what we got going here in the United States of America, folks. And those of you who are you know, clamoring about illegal aliens or drugs, this is really the result of the emotion of this issue that these. Police officers think they can just violate the law all they want, violate the Constitution, because it's for a greater good, quote, unquote. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Give us a call on this or any other issue, and we will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected
George W. Bush
as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Hello, folks. Kenneth John here. I have a trusted friend, Lori Jenner, who is a well-respected realtor in the area. And Lori shares our political views. She has many years of experience and has a great grip on the current real estate market and the effects of the economy. Lori always works extremely hard to help buyers determine their needs, affordability, wants, and desires. She treats every client with great care and listens and delivers when it comes to your real estate needs. Now, Lori will donate one half her earnings from anyone referred by a listener buying a home in the next 3 months to keep Freedom Rings on the air. Let me repeat that. Lori will donate one half her earnings from anyone referred by a listener buying a home in the next 3 months to keep Freedom Rings on the air. So, do yourself a favor, get a real pro to handle your in buying a house, and help keep Freedom Rings on the air. Give Lori a call. That's Lori Jenner, Keller Williams Success Realty, and it's at yourhometeamadvantage.com. That's yourhometeamadvantage.com. The phone number is 847-287-1432. That's 847-287-1432.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy.
And you're working for no one but me.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings Open Line today. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call, and let's go right back to the phones, and we have Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Ken and Mike?
Good.
I just thought to make a point out about, you were talking about the, when they do news stories, it's the same thing and
right
over and over, and it's never changed around the, it's like around the, all the stations. I've been in other, you know, you listen to your local ones, like 1410, you'll hear different stuff, but most of them are just like the same old rhetoric. And I just wanted to make a reason why I say that is because one minute the economy is down, we're ready to go down to the ground, which I believe we are. I know we are. I know you're Ken. You're in what kind of work you're in, and I know the, and I kind of it's somewhat it's, that kind of work, but
it's rough. It's really rough.
There's so
right
many
now.
Of my friends out of work. They were making it was the big party, and it's over now.
Right.
And there's been no turnaround. I don't even see anybody doing any of these shovel ready jobs that Obama said he was going to have. I haven't even seen this happen because there's no money, but they'll turn around like last week. They'll say, well, no, before we. We were 14,000 jobs less on unemployment. The stock market goes way up. All that is for these guys to make money on the stock market, to fake it, make it fake. And Chrysler's not selling any cars. Ford's not selling any cars. Not just because they make bad cars. It's because they don't have. No one's got any money to buy a car.
Well, that's true. And let me point about this unemployment rate. The way they measure it is really erroneous, because they do not measure people who have given up looking. There are some statistics out there that show that if you looked at unemployment and include people who aren't looking because there isn't anything available, unemployment rate in this country is more like 14 to 20%.
Oh, yeah, we're at least 20-some percent now unemployment, maybe 25 in this country.
Maybe.
And they don't want to say we're depression era.
Yes.
And they don't want to say that, but I just started throwing that up because a lot of people I know, there was millions that their benefits were dumped a few weeks ago. And then they gave this extension again. So a lot of them just went and said, well, I'm done with my unemployment. I got to do something. And then they're not collecting unemployment anymore.
Right.
So that's what happened. Because I know a guy that's been collecting for over a year now.
Right.
So I just thought I'd throw that out. And I always appreciate you guys because you guys are the real thing. So thank you very much.
Mark, thanks for your call. I appreciate you calling in. Okay, let's move on. We have Therese. Hi, Therese.
Hi, Ken. Yeah, I read an article in the paper, and I'm sorry I didn't keep this one. In Kane County, they are getting this so-called stimulus pack of money, our money, and they want to employ some teenagers over the summer. Now, isn't this nice? This makes me sick. We shouldn't even be getting our money.
Excuse me, Therese, can you talk up as much as you can? I'm having a little difficult hearing.
Is this better?
That's a little better.
A little bit better? Anyway, there's an article in the paper, and Kane County government is getting some of our taxpayers' money through this phony stimulus package, and they want to provide jobs to teenagers in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, what about the parents? In other words, it's just another phony thing just to get people dependent upon our government, and it makes you sick. But I was thinking, too, about, and now the first story you read about the people going into, was it the BATF going into that house?
It wasn't ATF. It was the LaGrange County, Ohio. Let's see here. Hold on.
Okay, while you're looking at that.
Was the Ohio Department of Agriculture along with the Lorain County Health Department.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking about these people who make the raids. You know, they must be really stupid. In other words, they take orders, right? And for people, the same cops that stopped the pastor, whether he was a pastor or not, he was a citizen who did nothing wrong. These people are really nuts. They must brainwash them in doing these things to innocent people. Because even if I had a job as a law enforcement person, I could not do that to somebody who I knew did not do anything wrong. And especially, you said they had the guns focused on those kids for 6 hours.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
You know, as if, oh, they're going to hurt them. These people, they must really be going through some kind of stupid sensitivity training and brainwashing to...
Well, there have been a lot of studies done in various universities that shown that people are, it's really scary, that people given the opportunity will abuse and torture people and do things because they are ordered to do so a lot more than you would ever think that they would do.
And this is horrible. They have to be people without morals, because I certainly couldn't do that to anybody.
Well, we've been brought up, unfortunately, I think a lot of people have been brought up through the government school system that really teaches more than anything else is to follow orders.
That's right.
How you get good grades these days, and it's been that way for a long time, is to follow orders, just to follow along the plan.
Just go along with
the plan, and you'll do just fine. You'll get good grades, and we'll reward you in society.
Right. I know somebody who's a student, as a young man in University of Illinois? He has to go along, but he is getting good grades, but he knows what the truth is too.
Well, that's great.
And this is very sad that he has to live a double standard like that, live a double life. Anyway, we still have to keep fighting. However, on the lighter side of the news, your party, I'm going to take the night off for that. I think it's worth it.
Oh, fantastic!
And it would be nice to have some fun with people who are real people.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
Because so many times you can't talk to anybody, or they won't talk. I love to discuss. I love to debate. But the people who are on the other side don't want to hear anything, because the successful part of brainwashing is that people never hear another side. And this is
go to a normal cocktail party amongst just so-called normal people, and you start bringing these things up, it's, you know, 9 times out of 10, you get shunned. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear any about this.
No.
They want to live in their delusional world that everything in America is just fine.
Exactly.
So you're right. It's good to get like-minded people together talking about these things.
Yeah, so I will be there. Another thing, you were talking about the news media. This is why I have not turned on television for I don't know how many weeks, but I get my news from the American Free Press, Middle American News, The New American, and then there's the Idaho Observer, which is very, very good. And Middle American News. Excuse me, I already said that. So in other words, I'm getting news from people who know what's going on, and not from the puppet press, who are all controlled, and they do know what's going on, but they're all being bought and paid for. So Ken, have a great day, and I will see you at your picnic.
Thanks for your support. Thanks for your call, Therese.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. We have anybody else online right now?
Nope, no one on hold right now.
Okay, well, probably a good time to break. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. Phone number here is 847-931-1410, 931-1410. Give us a call. We'll get you right on the air. We'll be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and we have everybody ready to go.
Yeah, we sure do. We have about 5 minutes left of the program, so let's go to the phone lines, and we'll say good morning to John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Ken. Hey, morning. Listen, real quick, I wanted to build off of something Therese brought up with regard to who these people are who do these sorts of things. And that's probably a very broad subject for a bunch of psychiatrists. But there's an interesting video put up by Jews for Preservation of Firearms. Aaron Zellman up there did it. And for the life of me, I cannot remember the name of the video right now. But it's on gun control. And it's a little different twist. In this particular video, talks about how in the last century, 175 million people worldwide were exterminated by their governments.
Right.
It's something I think everybody should see. It's a Second Amendment issue, obviously, because they took away the guns before all this extermination took place. But it's disturbing in many ways. It has many disturbing images, but they're obviously all true. And the part of it that disturbed me the most was when I got done watching it, I thought to myself, you know, it's really easy for some dictator sitting in a nice sanitary room to say, you know, take out that village or that city or that group of people or whatever. But who are the people on the ground who actually go in and murder women and children and old people ruthlessly and brutally? And it's been done for centuries. Those people are somebody's son, husband, brother, cousin, or whatever. What makes a human being do that kind of thing? I'll never know.
But no, I don't know either. It's scary. I know some tactics that some tactics that that governments use is they'll take, like, if it's a nation state of, with a variety of different cultures, like in China, they'll take people from a different culture, from a different area,
right,
and come in and do the exterminating and the arresting and the abusing.
I think that's one of the reasons that we've heard talk about U.N. troops being on U.S. soil. And if we had to have troops go against U.S.
Right.
citizens, it would be easier if they were of another nationality. There's so much of that nonsense out there. But again, who are the people who commit the genocide, and what makes them do that? I don't know. And on a humorous side, we've all watched the James Bond movies, and we see the bad guy with this legion of other lesser bad guys, and you say to yourself, why are those lesser bad guys there? Well, this kind of proves my point. They can be found. So anyway, I just wanted to make that point.
Thanks for your call, John. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Okay. Who's next?
That's it for the phone.
That's it for the phones. Okay, well, that's fine. Oh, I got one more. We got about 2 minutes, 3 minutes left.
About 2.5 minutes, yep.
Okay, one more little scary story. Find it. Well, I'll just from my memory. Wisconsin does not have a concealed carry law, but if you read their constitution, they have a very strong article on gun rights. And because of that strong article on gun rights, the Attorney General, surprisingly, has come out with a statement that says that open carry is perfectly legal in Wisconsin as long as it's done in a peaceful manner, in a non-threatening manner. And yet, what we're seeing is that the local law enforcement types, including, there was a really scary statement by the sheriff of Milwaukee County, who said that anybody's open carry, they're going to come in, they're going to knock the people down, they're going to strip them of their guns and arrest them, and then they'll see if they have these rights or not. I mean, I'm paraphrasing this quotation, but it's relatively accurate. The intent is the same. And it's again, really scary. You'd think in Wisconsin, it's a real, as far as the people are concerned, a great gun rights state. It's really scary. And even the Attorney General come out with that statement for these other local people to go contrary to it. It's so outrageous. I would hope, I would think, I would desire that the Attorney General would take action against these local law enforcement people and find them, get them in contempt of court if they don't follow the Constitution of Wisconsin, and arrest them for not following the Constitution. So one can only hope. All right, down to the quotation of the week. This is from Alan Korenk. Goes this way: democracy consists of choosing your dictators after they've told you what you think it is you want to hear.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.